Thank you for joining me in this session today. My name is Ila Malani, and I'm a program manager in the Visual Studio App Center team at Microsoft. As a mobile application developer, we know how hard and challenging it is to build a mobile application that can be trusted and downloaded by millions of people, or to get those 5-star rating and app reviews is so tough. Well, you know that you have to integrate a wide variety of different services in your application to speed up the development cycle. Microsoft, over the last few years, either built or acquired wide variety of these products and services itself. So we have Hockey App, Xamarin Test Cloud, CodePush, Azure App Service, and they're all great, and we offer a wide variety of services. But then one challenging thing that we noticed was we do not have one central place for our developers to streamline their development pipeline. And for that, I'm so happy and excited to talk about a new product from Microsoft called Visual Studio App Center. Now, the main aim and intent of App Center is to streamline the entire DevOps pipeline for mobile application developers, right from building your application in the cloud, testing and distributing your application to a group of people, beta testers, trusted stakeholders, your friends or family, or understanding your user base, getting all those crash reports from the people who are using your application, and also engaging with your users. The benefits of App Center is manifold. We support wide variety of platforms. So if you are building your application in iOS, Android, Xamarin, React Native, or even Windows UWP, you can get started with App Center today itself. Not only this, our SDKs are flexible, all open source on GitHub and modular. So you can easily check out the source code of all our SDKs. Now, in this session, I want to talk about a particular service in App Center called Push Service. And I want to tell you what is the importance of Push Service and how easy it is for developers to engage with your users by this service. App Center supports Push Service so that you can directly connect and communicate with your users. It's a great way to engage with your users, to speak with them, and send them notifications. When I say notifications, it's a small banner or a message that pops up on users' devices, and users don't have to be on the app itself to open the notification. The developer, on the other hand, has the option to send this notification whenever they want. App Center provides convenience and value to app users by sending them targeted push notifications, meaning you can segment your app audience and you can decide who you want to send this notification to. It could be all the app audience, or you can target those notifications only to a particular group of people depending on rules. So that's great, right? You don't want to spam all your users, and you get to decide who you want to send the notifications to. So without talking much, let's jump right into the demo and see how the App Center experience looks like and have a look at Push Service. Once you sign up in App Center, this will be the home page that lists all the applications that you have access to. For the first sign up, you would not have any applications. So you actually have to add a new application in App Center. Click on Add New and Add New App. Give your app a name. Let's say Push Test. Enter a brief description and select the right OS and platform that your app is built in. And as I was saying earlier, App Center supports wide variety of platforms. So select the right OS and platform that you have coded your application in and hit Add New App. I will choose OS as iOS and platform as Xamarin. And here we go. A new app is created for you in App Center backend. Now on the left, you will see all the different services that we support in the product. But we are interested to learn more about Push Service. So let's see how that experience looks like. In order to register your application with Push Service, there are some prerequisites that you have to meet. The first thing is to set up your application with the push notification service. Now, each operating systems like iOS, Android, Windows, they all have their push notification service. So as a developer, you have to register your application with the corresponding push notification service. Now, because my application is an iOS app, I need to register it with APNS, which is Apple Push Notification Service. If it's an Android app, and if you want to send notification to all the Android users, you have to register your application with FCM, which is Firebase Cloud Messaging. So that's the first prerequisite that you have to meet. The second one is integrating App Center packages into your application itself. Now, all the application packages, as I mentioned, were open source on GitHub. The NuGets are published there. So you just have to follow a quick two or three different steps to set up your application, integrate the right NuGet package for push service, add a few using statements, and then start the App Center API with this one line of code. And that's about it. With just few steps, you're all set to onboard your application with our push service. Now, just a quick recap of what you have to do. The first thing is to add the App Center packages, and the next thing is to enable push notification on your application. So as you can see, our portal makes it really easy for you to specify the key ID, prefix, and the push token that you would get once you register your application with APNS. I have already done this part of the segment for an already existing application for the demo, and I call it Xamarin Puppet iOS app. So let's click on this application and see how the experience looks like once you have set up your application with APNS and have included App Center SDKs in your app. Down here, you can see that we have two different sections under push service. One is notifications, and the second is audience. Let's talk a brief about audience. As I was telling you earlier, App Center makes it really easy for you to segment your audience base, meaning that you can define who you want to send this push notification to. And you can create different audiences and rules based on those app users. Let's go ahead and hit new audience, and you can give an audience name as English plus USA, as I want to target audience who are speaking English as their language and who are based in United States of America. Then I'll hit add rule. And right away, you would see that App Center populates some default device properties and lets you select whether you want to filter your app users by app version, mobile carrier, language, and also some custom properties that can be defined by developers in their app itself. So I'll go ahead and select language as English. And I will add another rule which says country as United States. And I will hit save. And we are going to do some processing for you to calculate how many number of users you are targeting when your app audience is people who speak English as their language and who are based in USA. And here we go. We found out that you are targeting 14 different people if you send notification to them and all the information about those users. Now, let's see how the experience is to actually send a notification on app devices. So once I click on the notification section, this is the table that will list all the different campaigns that you have created. Sending a new notification is very easy. Once I click on the send notification button, we give you an option to compose your new notification. Let's say I want to target users who are on the latest version of my application, and I want to tell them about the cool features that I have added. So let's give a campaign name as latest app users. You can enable silent push for iOS applications, give optional title as app users, and type in a fancy message for your users. Please try the new features for this app. And after this, as a developer, you also have an option to add custom data that will enrich your notification. You can send sound as a custom data, or you can also create your own custom data as a key value pair and send it along with the notification itself. Now, once I hit next, we'll show you an option to select who do you want to send this notification to. So you can either select all the registered devices, meaning all different users who have your application installed, or you can select an option to specify install ID separately, meaning targeting only specific devices who you would like to receive that notifications, or you can define the audience that we just selected earlier. And because I want to send this notification to all the users on the latest version, I will go ahead and select latest version as the new, as the audience for my application. And I will hit next. And then we'll show you a brief summary on the number of users you are targeting and how the notification details looks like. And as soon as I hit the send notification option, I have a demo for you over here, which will tell you how the notification looks like real time. So once I hit send notification, you will see that right away, a notification app users, please try the new features, will be available on the device itself. You can go on the Mobile Center portal and we'll share you more information on what the success rate was. So looks like this notification was delivered to all 100% of the users. And this is how the title, body, and all other properties of the notification looked like. So this is really cool. Like right from the portal itself, without going anywhere, without any more settings, you are all set to engage with your users, send them push notifications directly from App Center portal. All right, so that was the demo part. And you just saw how easy it is to set up an application with push service in App Center. I'm sure it's just going to take you a few minutes to onboard your application today. And now with that, just a few URLs for you that can come in handy. You can get started with App Center today. Just follow this URL and sign up. We have a very good getting started documentation, so it can be a good resource for you to look at all the different services and look at a particular section that you would like to get started with. And then there are tons of content on Channel 9 about Visual Studio App Center, so you can filter those contents and look into more of the videos from our team. Thank you.